Hey, Dreamers, my first book, Joe Pardo's 31 Life-Changing Concepts, just came out. It's a self-development book designed for people who hate reading books. I filled it with lots of my own hand-drawn artwork. In order to make this launch a success, I need your help. Please go to howtodream.co/book. Thank you for all your support, and I hope you have a magical day.
This is the Dreamers Podcast, where dreamers share their stories to inspire you. Now, join host Joe Pardo as he interviews a dreamer who's living their dreams.
Welcome to the Dreamers Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Pardo, and today I am following up with Jerry Skids and Teresa Wee.
Hey, Wee, that's me. What's up, Joe?
Hey. Oh, man, there's so much going on. I'm really glad to have you guys back on the show. It's been a long time since you've been on the show. Episodes 15 and 45, respectively. So it's been over 100 episodes ago that you were here with me, and I'm so happy to have you guys back. You have so much going on, and there's so much to talk about.
Seriously.
I think we should probably start off with the fact that you guys got married not too long ago.
This is a thing that happened.
It happened.
About darn time, huh?
Yeah, it's 10 years in the making.
Woohoo, 10 years.
Better late than never.
Yeah.
And you guys went down to Vegas, right, to get married?
That's right. We went to Vegas, spent a few days over there, and then hooked up with Disney World for our honeymoon. Good times.
Yes.
Yes.
Disney is how we met anyway, so.
This is true.
The pictures came out wonderful, and even the video of you guys singing your wedding vows.
Oh, that song, that little ditty that we wrote. It took us forever to write that thing because we just couldn't agree on movie quotes. Because what our in case like the listeners don't know, we sang our wedding vows and we decided to write a song. We had a red carpet themed wedding, so we decided, oh, why don't we write some cinematic love song or something like that? So we put like movie quotes in there and stuff, and we could not. Agree what quotes expressed our love for each other. So it took us forever. Like, when was it that we were done with it? Like, just the day before the wedding or something like that?
It was actually 2 days before we left for the wedding to go to Vegas. But it wasn't that we couldn't agree on what was going into it. It was more of, will the audience, or the audience being our family and friends, understand obscure movie references, or should we go with, like, the obvious? I think that was the majority of the argument in terms of the song.
Yeah, I think that we ended up going with like a little some that were like a little more obvious and some that weren't as obvious. But I mean, I think that we decided for this one we were going to go mostly with the obvious because people will not understand our obscure movie quotes.
Yeah,
movie things.
Oh, it's understandable, and I think it worked out very well. And of course, you guys obviously worked best under pressure because it came out just wonderful. So,
thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Thank you for enchanting us all with that awesome video.
Well, you know, I wish you could have been there.
I know,
but
it was
a trek. It was a trek.
Yes, it was definitely quite a schlep to get over there. But it was. We wish that you were there. We miss you and Melissa.
Oh, it would have been awesome to be there, and it was an honor just to be invited. It was just bad timing.
I get it.
Yeah, and we had Connie and Karen came, who we met at a reunion.
Oh, sweet!
A couple years back. Yeah, so they came, and they ended up going to they did like a whole Disneyland thing as well too. So they figured if they're going to go to the West Coast for our wedding, why not also hit Disneyland? So they made it a real, they got a real vacation out of it.
That's awesome. Yeah. If you're out there, I mean, that's how we did it in August when I was out there in Vegas, from there to Disneyland. So, Since getting married, you guys have been up to two major projects that I really want to talk about. I guess we'll start first with the musical that you've both been working on.
Yep.
Yes.
Well, we have this podcast, which is 18 plus uncensored. You know, it's called Mouse Rants. She actually is not part of the podcast. It's my friend Simone and I. But Teresa is actually going to be involved in this musical, which I kind of wrote with her in mind, in terms of singing and stuff like that, because Simone cannot sing for the life of her. So we basically did it true Disney style, where Simone does all the speaking and taking over for all the singing. The vocals is going to be Miss Teresa, my wife.
Miss Teresa, my wife.
My wife.
Yeah, this is going to – it's a lot of fun. It's definitely a lot of fun.
Yeah. Which basically – it's kind of based around the fact that there's so much frozen activity in Disney World, and it doesn't seem to be slowing down at all, so much that it's completely oversaturating a lot of things. So we decided to do this kind of musical with the Frozen music as karaoke backing tracks, and I completely wrote a whole story around it. That involves a lot of the music from there, including music from like Newsies, because there's this whole like revolution involved, and music from other Idina Menzel projects such as Rent and Wicked and stuff like that. And a lot of in jokes for musical lovers, but you don't need to be a musical lover to enjoy it, because some of it's very dumbed down for our degenerate listeners.
Yes. So there's something for everybody.
Yeah, I got to listen to a little bit of it, and I'm really excited to hear the rest of it. So when does that come out?
Well, shooting for April 28th. It seems like the recording is going a little slower than expected, but, you know, everything seems to work out. So April 28th is the date we've been pushing for it.
And where will people be able to go download that?
Well, it's going to be on our you can go to our website, mouserants.tk, or you can go to the mouserantspodcast.blogspot.com. You can get the RSS feed at either of those places, or, of course, just go to iTunes and type in Mouse Rants. You can find us there easily. And it's going to be – I don't know what the episode number will be, but it's going to be called the Mouse Rants Frozen Extravaganza, so you shouldn't have a hard time finding it.
Definitely looking forward to it. I'll definitely put a link as well in the show notes so awesome. That people will be able to find it.
Just remember to let everyone know it's 18 plus, because I know you have a lot of listeners who may or may not be younger. So keep that in mind.
Yeah, I will definitely make sure to write not safe for work and as go. Well as 18 plus.
Thank you.
No, no problem.
Teresa fell asleep here or something.
No, I'm here. I'm listening. Oh. Because I know that, you know, I don't want to, like, step on anybody or anything.
I know. We're just little people, so you got to be careful people. Around us.
Yeah, thanks.
Sorry. Yeah, but it'll be something fun. And, I mean, you know, who doesn't love a good parody? Like, and even with what are there? The Bobby Lopez and Kristen Anderson Lopez, you know, like they on the side, they write some dirty stuff and all that, you know, like some naughty stuff when they're not doing writing Nemo stuff or Frozen stuff or whatever. They have their dirty cabarets and dirty concerts and stuff like that.
They do? I don't know.
They recently did something like that. They had some more adult themed songs or something like that. Well, I mean, like when you think about it, I mean, I know that Bobby Lopez didn't write the lyrics for Book of Mormon, but, or like, and he didn't write the lyrics for Avenue Q, right? It was Jeff Marx.
But I'm sure they worked together on some of those things. I mean, even like, I'm sure Menken had his input when it came to Menken and Ashman, you know, yeah. for the Disney stuff. So I guarantee you he had some input.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know. Even though they might be seem squeaky clean, they're not.
Is anybody really?
Nope.
Definitely not.
So outside of that, you guys have been working together with some other people on a huge undertaking, which is called These Three Girls, which is a web series that you guys should definitely elaborate on.
Well, I'll let Teresa go off on that one at first. She's the creator, so.
Oh, I'm a co-creator. These Three Girls, it is a web series. It is about these three girls. And basically, it's it best way to describe it is that it is a mix of Girls, Sex and the City, and Broad City. If you took all those kids, I just totally ruined the joke. If you took all those shows and basically had them make a baby, that'd be these three girls. But I totally ruined the joke because I said
kids. It was Jerry's kids.
Yeah,
Jerry's kids.
Well, yeah. Now that I came on as a writer, you could also add a little bit of It's Sunny in Philadelphia in there and other type of more humor than the other shows that you mentioned.
Yes, and Mr. Jerry Skids, Mr. Skids, my husband over here, he added a ton of humor. I mean, it started off as just like an idea with me and my co-collaborator on this, my co-creator on this, Joyce Lau. We were just talking on Facebook, and she's like, wow, you know, how come Mindy Kaling is the only non-white person to have her own TV show? Like, what the heck? You know, why is it only Mindy Kaling? Like, you know, the only ethnic woman out there who's actually doing something, you know? So then we decided, oh, why don't we have a meeting? And meeting after meeting after meeting, it became these three girls. So, but it does have a ton of humor. Mr. Skids over here, he did an amazing job with writing. We had written... I will loosely use the word written some episodes, and he just made them so much funnier, so much better. And a lot of these episodes were based on things that really happened. Like, I had my wallet stolen, but I get stuff stolen all the time. But, that was one of the ideas that I had come up with, because it really actually happened to me where I got my wallet stolen. So we recently shot an episode, where my character, Ginger Rosenberg, that's right, I'm a Jew, I'm adopted, an Asian who was adopted by Jews, because, you know, that how New York can you get, you know, that is absolutely New York, and basically I go on a quest of finding the thief who stole my wallet.
Yeah, and we kind of use a lot of what I try to do in a lot of these episodes too, because I'm directing some of them as well, is use different styles. So we start off with like more of like a CSI, what happened to my wallet, who stole it, and then we go into like more of like a martial arts 70s exploitation type thing. So it was a lot of different changes in terms of filming style as well and cinematography, depending on what's going on in the episode at the time. We have one coming up that we haven't even started filming yet, but it's going to be very soon. And it's actually an homage to Ren and Stimpy. So being that we are not an animated film, it's going to look very different that from some of the TV shows or web series that you've seen. So, you know, be on the lookout for stuff like that, because we usually throw in a lot of Easter eggs and such into our scripts and the way that we film things.
I mean, this project's been in the works for a long time. I don't think you guys mentioned just how long it's been.
It's been about 2 years. These things take forever. Like, any film projects take a while because, you know, then you gotta, schedule the actors. And when we first started, the entire cast was basically just our friends and people who were willing to work for free and stuff like that, because we're no budget production. Like, we work... Basically, me and my co-producer, Joyce, we work multiple jobs, so then that way we can make sure that we feed everybody in the crew and everything, and, you know, because a hungry crew is not a happy crew, so we make sure, even if we can't afford to pay people, we make sure that everybody is nice and fed and everybody's happy. And so far, everyone's had a ton of fun. A lot of people have been telling their friends about us, and and we have kind of like a family, like a These Three Girls family. We like bringing back people and to come in and play on set with us and stuff like that. And so, certain roles, like we have a friend named Ken. He originally auditioned for a one-liner, and we all loved him so much that we, Jared actually wrote, you gotta,
you're gonna have to
edit that. Jerry, had written him multiple episodes, including he's the A story for one of the episodes. And this kid, he's super talented. His name is Ken McGraw Jr. He's going places. So he's super funny. We have a lot of great guest stars on the show, which is really, really cool. Like, we've been so lucky to find these uber talented actors who are probably going to become extremely famous. And we could say that we were, you know, that they were on our show.
Well, I just want to go back for a second, because he was asking about how long it's been. And it's not just because, I mean, it does take a long time to set things up for pre-production and production. But we've had a couple of pretty crazy setbacks, including losing somebody who was actually integral to the story, where I had to go back and rewrite episodes completely.
Yeah.
So that ended up – we ended up having to go on hiatus for a few months for any sort of filming, because we had to recreate – some of the stories, because we lost one of the main characters, because she just kind of walked off set in a way. She just kind of just called out and said, I'm not working with you anymore. So, you know, stuff like that also happens, and you have to be ready for it. And luckily it is a no budget production, so we're not losing money. The only thing we're losing is time. So, yeah.
And that's the one great thing, like with Jerry over here, he has worked his butt off to rewrite. I mean, when we say rewrite, like, whole episodes, like, it's a lot of work, and I personally would not be able to do that. It's just, he's just put so much of his heart and soul into this project, and he was originally just, you know, my support unit, and then we kind of forced him into, you know, helping us out and stuff like that. And he's just been so great, and these scripts are so funny. They're just so amazing. And I mean, we just can't wait to have the world, you know, watch the episodes and stuff. But, you know, like, it was a huge setback. It really sucked, but the great thing is we ended up finding this awesome actress. Her name is
Erica
DiGiulio. She is so talented. She's great at improv. She's just great at everything. Like, you know, when she auditioned, we're like, oh yeah, that's it. Like, we have to cast her. And she's just like, we actually filmed with her this past Saturday, and it was her first time on set, and she was already absolutely a delight to work with. So we cannot wait to film more episodes with her.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really awesome journey, and it's going to be that much more powerful once you get it to actually come out and get to see everything that you've worked so hard to do. I applaud you guys. And when do you think that'll be out around?
It's supposed to be spring of this year, which means we have until June 20th to release at least episode one, which is actually almost finished. So once we get all the apartment scenes done, which we're going to try to do in one shot, I'm going to just really get on to editing that and putting that out, because once I start getting on a roll with the editing, and once they find another director, because I can't do both, it's gonna go a lot quicker. I'm shooting for June 20th. Doesn't mean that's what's gonna happen, but it'll be around then. If anything, it's not gonna be much later than that.
Are you going to release all the episodes at once, or is it gonna be over time?
We're doing one once a week. I think that's what we had decided. Okay. Or did you want to do every other week? I mean,
obviously we're not decided yet.
Yeah.
It's like, not going to be all at once.
It won't be all at once. I think it's going to be once a week.
It just depends on how, if we can get, especially this one episode, which is episode 106, to be filmed, because it seems to be a very cursed episode, as in we've filmed part of it once and literally have to redo the whole thing. And every time that we schedule it, there's an issue. So we're not filming it till June, right?
Right now, not until June.
Yeah. So
that episode. And well, I mean, we got to see, like, I mean, I don't want to have to recast it. Yeah. We have an episode that's cursed. So it really is cursed. Like, and the thing is, we were, I don't know how much of this you're recording right now. So
all of it.
Oh yeah. You're recording it. I mean, I don't know how it's going to be edited, but, so we have one episode that's hilarious. It's based on something that really happened to us, and it is so funny. And, basically what it is, I won't give too much away, but it's based on a real life experience where, Jerry and I went to a party, and things got a little strange. So that's all I'm going to say. But we feel like it is cursed by the
head of the party.
The head of the party. Who keeps on trying to get on the show. Like, we base this. A lot of these episodes, we base on things that really happened to us.
All characters and events are actually fictional and are, if anything is, you know, similar, then you are incorrect and wrong and should just, you know.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was a disclaimer.
Disclaimer. But so, yeah, I mean, obviously, like, you know, like we make up names and stuff like that for people.
It's fictionalized and exaggerated is what she's saying. We base everybody, every writer bases true, you know, bases things on true events, but you know, kind of exaggerates or, you know, turns it into something a lot more than it is. So we have a couple episodes that are like that. But yeah, this particular one is just giving us a lot of trouble. So we're probably going to be filming it in June. So that's going to be one of the last ones we do. So that's why we're not sure if it's going to be weekly or every other week, because it all depends on if that, how late that one gets filmed.
Either way, I'm looking forward to it, and good luck on getting that cursed episode out.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, and we do have an actor who's been working with us, and he was trained by the Sesame Street workshop, Anthony Michael Stokes. So, should I not have said that? Did you want me to not say that?
No, I was excited.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know what that was. It's like, don't tell people that.
No, I was excited about it. He's it's funny. He had a bit part in our minisode, a non-speaking role, and we just loved him so much that, did you talk about the minisodes in your last Joe interview?
I don't remember. It was a while ago.
Dude, yeah, I mean, he saw him almost a year ago.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
Well, we basically did these kind of test episodes that weren't very good, but they were just kind of testing how much we can get done and what we can do. And we're kind of incorporating those episodes into the actual storyline. And one of the characters that were in that, which was a non-speaking role, is now a little bit bigger or a bit bigger. So, and because he just showed us so much range, and he's phenomenal. Anthony Michael Stokes is definitely going places. He could easily be a Muppeteer.
Yeah, he was, I was in a show with him last year, or 2 years ago. I don't know what year it is. But 2 years ago, we were in a show, a Fringe NYC show. It was called Isle Six. It was a musical, written by, Nicola McIndowney. Oh my God, I can't pronounce her name. She's gonna kill me if she hears this. But she's we ended up getting to. I got to work with him for the show, and he just showed so much like that he could do. And he ended up getting accepted by Sesame Street to do their workshop. And he is just how much he has grown has been just incredible. Like watching his growth. Like with like puppeteering and stuff like that, so we're super excited. Yeah, he was just supposed to be. He was a background actor for our minisodes, and his role is not background anymore.
No.
Yeah.
So, what do your dreams for the future look like now, going forward, outside of releasing an epic musical and you know a web series?
Do you want to start?
You could start.
All right. Well, I'm still working on my music, but at the moment I'm actually having so much fun with this podcast. I think it's definitely going places now, and I wish Simone was here, but Simone and I are really like are having a great time, and it's funny. Our audience is very diverse in terms of this niche that we've created. A lot of these Disney podcasts, and there's a lot of them, are very clean, squeaky clean, goody-goody. Not necessarily a bad thing at all. But ours is not only negative, and again, we are the hugest Disney fans. Me, Simone, and Teresa are the hugest Disney fans and have been for forever. But sometimes you just have to talk about the negative. So not only are we like super negative, but we're also kind of in the realm of like, let's say, Opie and Anthony, Howard Stern, that type of radio show where there's a lot of language, there's a lot of stuff that may offend people, which, you know, it's a niche thing. Disney offending people is not, you know, it's not something that everyone likes, but we've had a lot of really cool fans come and be part of this. So I'm looking for that to get huge in the future, hopefully. But besides that, I mean, I'm happy performing in any respect, whether it be on the radio or with the music, which I'm still, you know, as I said, working on. But at the moment, I'm having such a great time doing the podcast and stuff that the music is kind of going to be pushed forward a little bit. And once I have more time in my life, meaning when I get a new job, I'm going to be able to do both. So I'm kind of looking to put that together in the future. And also, you know, a house and would be nice instead of an apartment. But that's a whole other story. Teresa.
Yeah. With me, I mean, These Three Girls is really taking up a lot of the time right now. But, you know, I did actually just get cast in a reading of a new musical called Under Her Hat. And I'll be playing a supporting role in that, and I'm super excited. Sounds like really a lot of fun. And it was accepted into the Emerging Artist Theater Company. So that's going to be June 4th. We're doing a reading. So this is basically what it is just like testing to see, like, you know, kind of like the mini-sodes. Like, you know, this is a musical that's currently in development right now. So I was really super honored that I was asked to be in this round of the development of this musical. So I'm super excited about that. And I'm also doing this off Broadway workshop of this new fitness, the musical thing. I'm trying to just figure out what to like call this thing. Oh, I accidentally turned on the TV. I don't know how. How did I turn on the TV?
Hold Ghost.
On. Wait, hold on. What the heck? How do you stop this? Oh, I think that it was on pause.
Don't worry, I'll turn
it
on.
Oh, wait, he's turning it off. I was like, why is it on? All right. Oh, so I'm doing this workshop. Every Monday, I've been doing this workshop of this new off-Broadway show called Marina's High Energy Fitness. And what it is, it's basically a workout plus a show in one. So you can come in and sweat and work out, but there are some people who are in the core cast, like I'm in the core cast, and it's basically a musical in development. My good friend Marina came in. Her brother-in-law actually wrote The Karate Kid and the Taken movies. So, like, and her husband helped develop Pro Tools. Big showbiz family. They're absolutely fantastic. And Marina, she's a Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter for her fitness music. So, and I've been working with her for quite some time now. So, you know, I was really honored that she called me in to take part in the development of this project as well. So lots of projects in development, you know, after These Three Girls, hopefully I'll end up getting to do more the TV and film stuff again. But right now it is producing, co-producing, also acting in, and, you know, doing all this stuff. It's takes up a lot of your time and a lot of your energy. But I mean, I absolutely love it. I can't wait to finish filming These Three Girls and just, like, you know, showing the world, hey, look at this. Like, you know, this all came from a Facebook status. That's how this started. And it's going to be really awesome. It's going to be really funny. I mean, Jerry wrote some really funny scripts, and I'm super excited about it.
Well, I'm super excited about it. I think that's awesome that you're getting to work with some really high-level people, and I'm sure it's going to pay off in the long run. Hopefully you get taken on for the next level of that new musical that you're a part of.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, you know, I'm just really honored that they called me in to do it.
That's awesome.
Before we go, is there any last thoughts you'd like to share?
I love working with my husband. He puts up with a lot of my crap. And, you know, and it's really awesome to get to marry somebody who has the same interests as you and who you can collaborate with creatively. And that's really awesome.
I actually agree. It's funny because a lot of people say you shouldn't work with your spouse or girlfriend, boyfriend, what have you. I haven't had any problems at all in terms of on set. Like, I haven't, like, when I come home, I'm not like, oh, her again. Oh, like it's what you hear always. And I actually have a lot of fun. It's actually a lot easier to get my ideas out to her as one of the producers and say, hey, does this sound like a good idea? And she could easily say, nah, I don't think so. That doesn't seem feasible. Or vice versa, or go, oh my, that's great, and kind of work on it. It's so much easier than working with somebody you don't know, or that even if you've worked them a couple times. So I agree that like it's been so much fun actually being able to do something with somebody you love, somebody you care about, because it really makes stuff a lot easier. I wish I could open up a business with her. It would be, you know, the end all be all. Plus, you know, all the money would come to us as well. So that would be nice.
All right. Well, I would love for you guys to share how people can connect with you.
Yeah, go ahead. You can reach these three girls by going to...
Which one? Oh, for these three girls, you can find us on YouTube. YouTube.com / these three girls TV. Or you can find us on the Facebook. We're also there. I believe it's just... Facebook.com/ these three girls. And then also with Twitter, we're on Twitter as well. Same thing, Twitter.com/ what were they called? Oh,
the at.
At. It's at the at these three girls.
Yeah. And Mouse Rants, we kind of DIY. We don't really go for all that social media nonsense. So while it is very helpful in my personal life, I think in my I've got a big following for not doing that, for not having a Twitter or a Facebook, which I think Simone actually tried to put up a Facebook, but we ended up only getting like, what, 30 followers or whatever on there. But we've actually been doing super well at our YouTube channel. We have like... you know, like 200 subscribers to our YouTube channel. And we've only put up like 3 episodes on there, which, you know, I guess I should start putting more up. So you can go to YouTube.com and just type in Mouse Rants. I think, I don't know what the exact, it's probably just / Mouse Rants, but it's that channel. But the easiest way to get in touch with us is to go to mouserants.tk, which is our main website. Or you can go to mouserantspodcast.blogspot.com. You can find us at either of those places. And if anybody wants to send any comments to us on there, it's also there's a hate mail section. You just click on that and you can be part of the show. And we're very interactive. So, yeah, we love you guys.
And we love you too.
Yay.
Yay. Love. We love love.
Well, I'm really glad that you guys are doing so well. And I'm so glad and happy to have you back on the show. I'd love to have you guys on again once These Three Girls comes out so we could discuss how the rest of the process has gone for you and just follow up on how everything's been since the release of it.
That'd be good. Great. And then you can give us your critiques and we'll put you on the spot on your own show.
I'm looking forward to it. I've only been put on the spot a couple of times on my own show in 160 some episodes, so looking forward to it.
Awesome. Although you're not really on the spot when I just told you I was.
now he's not gonna be on the spot anymore.
I know. I screwed it up again.
It's all right. Oh, no. I probably won't remember.
Oh yay!
Yay!
Well, thank you again for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Dreamers Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Dreamers Podcast. Join us on Facebook at facebook.com/Dreamers Podcast. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the Dreamers Podcast, please send an email to j@jpar.co. This podcast is copyright 2014 by jpar.co.
Hey Dreamers, Joe here. I really appreciate you listening to Dreamers Podcast. If you'd like to find out how to support the show, please visit howtodream.co/support for all the ways you can help out. Thanks for the support, and please keep on dreaming.